Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. The Lord is wonderful. The Lord is kind. God is awesome. And we are thankful to God for another day's journey together. Today is day 11 of our time of prayer and fasting during this Lenten season. I pray you all are doing all right. Amen. I've been praying for all of you that the Lord will carry you through. I hope and pray you also had a great weekend. We had a wonderful time at First Baptist on Sunday. Well, beloved, let's get right to the word. I'm gonna try to keep my word and keep it under 15 minutes, 15 minutes and under. And here we go. The word this morning is coming to us from the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, and I want to read in your hearing verses 17 through 20 in your own personal time, private time with God. Read the entire 7th chapter, which I know will bless your life. But for our time, we're going to look at verses 17 through 20, Matthew chapter 7, verses 17 through 20. Here's what the word of the Lord says. Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear good fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit you will recognize them. Word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about good fruit, bad fruit. Good fruit, bad fruit. On the surface, you really can't tell if fruit is good or not. I know a lot of people have rituals in which they try to use in order to tell whether or not fruit is sweet or good. Some people thump melons. A lot of people squeeze grapes. A lot of people look at how bananas look, you know, what's on the surface of the skin of the banana, all kinds of ways. But the reality is, until you experience the fruit yourself, you really don't know if the fruit is good or bad. Some people think they know how fruit really is just by glancing the fruit. But really the only way to know if fruit is good or bad is by experiencing the fruit yourself. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, Jesus is warning people to be careful and be aware or beware of false prophets, or even people who make false claims. You see, beloved, it is important for us to be able to know those who are righteous versus those who are wretched. Verses 15 and 16 says, "Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves." And verse 16 says this, "By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles?" The reality is, beloved, by the fruit you will recognize individuals. You will know who they are based upon how you are able to perceive them and see them. Seeing them deeply based upon your spiritual connection. Some people seem well-intended, but how many know that sometimes even the most well-attended person can really be wolves in sheep's clothing? So the question this morning is, how do you know the difference between good fruit and bad fruit? That's a great question. How do you know the difference between good fruit and bad fruit? There are three things I want to lift up quickly. Number one, the way you will know the difference between good fruit and bad fruit is that the secret to the fruit is in the root. The secret to the fruit is in the root. Look at verse 17. Verse 17 says, likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. It's simple. Check the tree in order to know its roots. And when you check the roots, you'll then know the fruit. Beloved, you got to know where someone has come from. Know their history and their heritage, their background. You've got to know what family lineage folks comes from. The fruit bears forth based on the root of the tree. And the tree will produce good fruit, and the evidence will be that other fruits around it will be coming from the same tree. Now, I know somebody may be skeptical and saying, well, Pastor Jones, there are some people that have come from certain types of backgrounds, and certain people have come from certain types of places, so that may not stand up. But the reality is it doesn't matter where you come from. All that matters is the character that you have in your life. My father came from humble beginnings, meager beginnings. Was one of six children raised by a single mother. But the reality is my grandmother was able to pour into all her children the love of God. And all of her children went on to be something and successful in their lives. You know a tree by the fruit that it bears. And it bears that kind of fruit because of what's based at the root. So the secret to the fruit is in the root. But there's more here. Not only is it important that you'll know good fruit from bad fruit by the root, then the second thing I want to show you is what is concealed will be revealed. What is concealed will be revealed. Look at verse 18. Verse 18 says, a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Sometimes the distinguishing factor among seeing who people really are is waiting on the fruit that they produce. Sometimes you got to give things time. You got to wait to engage. People can only play and pretend for so long. Evidence will show what their character really is. Because a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. All trees produce what is in them. All trees over time will show you what's in them. You can't claim something that you're not. If something claims to be an apple tree and it's an orange tree, over time, oranges are going to come from the tree, not apples. You got to watch as well as pray. You got to seek God to know the difference, because what is concealed over time will be revealed. I told my wife on our first date, just watch me and see if I change. I said, watch me. Watch me. And over, 24 years, be 24 years in June, she can testify I have not changed. I'm the same man that she married years ago. Beloved, what is concealed will be revealed. Those who are pretenders and those who are playing games will be revealed over time, because a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. But here's the final thing I want to show you, beloved, and this struck me. Not only is it important to know that the secret to the fruit is in the root, and not only is it important to know that what is concealed will be revealed, the final thing I want to show you quickly is by their fruit you will recognize them. by their fruit you will recognize them. Look at verses 19 and 20. Verse 19 says, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Here's something I noticed. Jesus says this twice. In verse 16, Jesus says, by their fruit, you will recognize them. And in verse 20, Jesus says, thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. I believe that Jesus is here putting emphasis on recognition, recognizing who and what people really are. Every tree is given a chance to bear good fruit, to be in good soil, to do what God has called them to do. But ultimately, the ultimate judge is God. And God does this. He goes by and does inspection, and then he comes with expectations. When he inspects and finds that the tree or the individual is not producing good fruit, over time, because they've been given an opportunity to bear good fruit, during the inspection, if he finds bad fruit, the expectation will not be met. If the expectation is not met, then that tree is cut down and thrown into the fire. God is the ultimate gardener who does inspections and who has expectations of every tree. But trees that are refusing to produce what is good, trees who are pretenders and false and do not follow the ways of God, over time will be revealed, and we will recognize them. The Bible is very clear. You will recognize them. I will open your eyes to recognize who's who and what's what. So let's look to Jesus, who knows the difference between good fruit and bad fruit. Let's look to Jesus, who's going to help us to recognize who's in our corner and who's talking bad about us. Because over time, if they mean us no good, and over time, if they don't do the will of God, verse 21 says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. And then time will tell who's who and what's what, and will tell us who's got the good fruit versus the bad fruit. I hope that helped, beloved. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come grateful and thankful that your word declares to us how to differentiate good fruit from bad fruit. Lord, it starts with the root, the character of the tree. It starts with the seed that has been planted by way of your Holy Spirit that now grows and blossoms. And so, Lord God, help us to be good trees that produce good fruit. Help us, Lord God, to recognize those who may be charlatans or those that are trying to get close to us or next to us based upon what they want from us. God, help us to recognize and realize, Lord Jesus, that we got to lean and depend on you to know the difference between those who come bearing good fruit and those who come bearing bad fruit. Over time, Lord God, what is concealed will be revealed, because a good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Lord, we lean and depend on you to help us to know the difference. Help us to be right in your sight. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, you're already on your way to recognizing the difference between good fruit and bad fruit. All right, y'all, day 11, be blessed in Jesus' name. And don't do nothing I wouldn't do. Amen. stay on the path and stay on the fast.